There you go.
Alexander Cartwright holds a thin slice of plastic.
And if you tilt it,
it reflects a full prism of color. Cartwright, an electrical and biomedical engineering professor, says the vibrancy comes from variations in the topography of the plastic.
If you look at butterfly wings, many butterflies don't actually have pigment. Their color comes from structure.
Cartwright calls the invention a rainbow polymer. It can identify an object's true color. For example, the polymers can tell the difference between many different shades of red.
If we can understand that, then we can figure out how to intervene in wounds that are not healing properly.
Different shades of red correspond to different proteins, some of which are more vital to a wound healing properly. Doctors can then cultivate the proteins a wound needs.
It's a choreography. There's something that's initiated, some proteins are produced, those can then trigger other things. There's a whole cascade of events that have to occur for the wound to heal. It's remarkable, actually, and how complicated it is. And what you'd like to understand is which proteins are the most important and which ones are present at what time.
Because the technology can be reproduced so cheaply, Cartwright says it can improve many existing items, like clinical imaging, especially in third world countries, cameras, and even to identify the true color of paint. For WBFO and AM 970 News, I'm Daniel Robison.